A man takes his own life using his own pet poisonous snakes. A woman tipped servers over $1,000 because she thought the rapture was coming. And a woman's dying wish is to have the Grim Reaper at her funeral. These are the weird stories on Weird AF News, the only daily weird news podcast in the galaxy. Right on. A man takes his own life using snakes at his own house. This man committed suicide by snake, it sounds. The details seem to be gruesome. They're saying here up at the top that this was, quote, worse than a horror movie. Apparently, this man had more than 60 snakes and various other reptiles and mice at his home. Sadly, they were all living in terrible conditions. We have here a chief inspector at the Bloemfontein. No, this is in South Africa, apparently, where there's probably a lot of deadly snakes, I'd imagine. Yeah, it says here, when Marius Joubert from Bloemfontein, am I saying it right? It looks like it's begging to be pronounced with a French accent, but probably not proper. Bloemfontein. This guy didn't show up to court for housebreaking and theft charges that were against him. Police went to his home. They arrived to a scene that they're saying was worse than a horror movie. Should we go right in, guys? Should we dive into it? This might not be for the faint of heart, but let's do it. Now, in Joubert's home, police were confronted with about 60 various venomous snakes, from rattlesnakes to green mambas to our favorite, the puff adder, and some exotic copper snakes. They were all kept in cages. They were kept in dark, terrible conditions without any food or water. Not good. Police also found some other reptiles in the home. They found mice kept in horrible conditions. They suspect the mice, which were very thirsty, were meant as food for the snakes. Now, although the police were there for some other charges, they confronted Joubert over the mishandling and mistreatment of all of these reptiles and snakes. Apparently, at that moment, Joubert allegedly deliberately placed his hand into a snake's cage and was bitten. Was bitten by one of his own snakes. He refused all medical help and apparently died from the venomous snake bite. Bizarre response to the police confronting you about the mishandling of your animals. We're going to take you down to the station. You leave us no choice. I'm not going to go to the station. No, you have to go to the station. I do not have to go to the station. I'll just kill myself right now. What? They're saying it was suicide by snake bite. I mean, how did he die so quickly in front of them like that? I mean, I don't know. Was this some fast-acting venom? Now, it doesn't indicate which of the snakes did him in. What do you guys think? Was it a cobra, a viper, a mamba of some sort? I'm going to guess it was that death adder. Have you heard of the death adder? That seems like the most dangerous snake. It definitely has the coolest name. A snake handler was called to the scene for some sort of rescue mission, but all for naught, as the gentleman didn't make it. Here's a quote from the snake handler. It was horrible to see. You could see the snakes and the other reptiles were very hungry. There were cages with snakes and mice and rats inside. Some of the snakes found were exotic snakes, and there was no anti-venom in South Africa for those exotic snakes. We have rules for keeping snakes. You must have a permit for keeping indigenous animals and venomous snakes, which this gentleman did not have. It says the snakes, reptiles, and the mice are now being treated at the Johannesburg Wildlife Veterinary Hospital. I feel bad for the staff over there. All of a sudden, 100 venomous snakes show up. Hey, treat these. Don't wanna. It says once the animals are healthy, they will be released into the wild. We're gonna just release these cobras and vipers and mambas and adders into the wild. That deadly copper snake into the wild, just like that. What the heck, man? It says, sadly, the copper snakes have to be euthanized because they are much too dangerous to have in the wild in South Africa. Yeah, but the 80 others, no problem. Yeah, let the cobras go out, the vipers, it's no problem. But those copper snakes, much, much too deadly. I'm wondering if that was the one that did him in, the copper snake. Very sad situation. Isn't this how Cleopatra died? I guess this guy's like, well, if it's good enough for the most powerful gal that ever lived, it's good enough for me. Where my snake at? A woman tipped servers over $1,000 because she thought the rapture was coming, then asked for her money back. A server and her coworkers have been left confused after some interactions with a very Christian woman who was convinced that the world was ending on April 8th, 2024. That's the eclipse as well. There must be a link here. It says, unlike most eclipses, the one on April 8th was special for Americans because the U.S. was in the path of totality, which was a 100-mile wide swath from Texas to Maine. And for many Christians, this meant one thing, the rapture. Well, I wouldn't say for many Christians this means the rapture. Maybe some very specific sects, some niche Christian yahoos might have thought this meant the rapture was coming. The rapture is the supposed moment when true believers in Jesus Christ will be lifted up to heaven by God's giant vacuum cleaner. It's just sucked right up there. And while that's going on, apparently God slaughters the rest of us down on the earth. I think that's how the rapture works. Am I off on that? Any believers want to correct me? Well, the believer in this story, the woman, she came into a restaurant over the weekend apparently and tipped as though the world was going to end. Stupid. Here's a quote from one of the servers that I assume was on the receiving end of all this money. A woman came to our restaurant the other day with a friend. She was nice, but she kept trying to proselytize to me. Things got weirder. She tipped $300 on a $40 bill and wrote on the receipt, in case you don't rise on the 8th. Then the woman came back 2 days later and was waited on by another server. She kept asking if he was a Christian, to which he said no. Then she started talking about how awful it'll be after the rapture for the sinners that were left on the earth. She tipped him $777, which she said was the Lord's numbers, as opposed to Satan's number 666. Now for the plot twist. The woman returned April 9th, after realizing that the eclipse wasn't the rapture, as she claims that her $1,077 in tips were fraudulent. Okay, lady. No, 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 no. Play stupid games, win stupid prizes, honey. Okay. This lady, she's like, oh, well, I seem to have all of these worthless pieces of paper because the world is about to end. Why don't you take my worthless pieces of paper? I can't use them. Cut to 2 days later. Yeah, it turns out that paper's kind of worth something. So if I could please have my paper back, those papers I handed over. listen to this. This POS goes back to the restaurant, right? She accuses the servers of fraud and having, quote, tampered with the tips. Now, of course, the servers say that was impossible. Aside from the fact that the manager verified the $777 huge tip, the restaurant physically hands a credit card machine to each customer so they can either select a default tip or opt out and enter a custom tip themselves, which is exactly what the woman did, apparently. It says when she was explained all of this by a manager, apparently she stormed out very angrily, just as Jesus would have done, of course. Oh, poor lady. Looks like she was left behind. She wasn't one of the chosen ones. It was only the state of Utah. This took place in Texas. It'd be hilarious if the manager just said, lady, you're already in hell. This is a Waffle House.
Yay.
A woman's dying wish was to have the Grim Reaper at her own funeral. A woman made her daughter and friend promise that the Grim Reaper would actually attend her funeral. Sharon Tafts from Malden, Essex, died age 68, and her funeral was held shortly after. Her daughter, Louise Miller, said her mother planned every part of the memorial for herself. And when a friend joked that he would come dressed as the Grim Reaper and would point to people saying, "You're next," she said, "Well, I think that's a hilarious idea." Now the daughter is just fulfilling her mother's wish. Here's a quote from the daughter regarding the plan. "Well, me mom made us promise that we would do it, you know, with the Reaper. And he's the kind of friend that would fulfill that promise no matter what." It says, because of this planned Grim Reaper funeral joke, the family pre-warned individuals that were scheduled to come to the funeral, and a few decided not to attend. Huh. Not to attend. Okay. That's exactly why you should have just made this a surprise. You know, don't tell anybody that this is going down. Just have the Grim Reaper pop out. Da-da! And that's the way to do it. How can people just not go? What is wrong with these stick-in-the-muds? If you love the person, you go no matter what. I mean, come on. Oh, my goodness. The sensitivity to jokes knows no bounds these days, it seems. Here's some more of the quote from the daughter. "If you research the Grim Reaper, he transports the soul to where it's going. So he's not actually a bad person. It was a perfect service, and it was exactly what Mom wanted. I'm so pleased." According to the daughter, it went well. Everyone wore white. And do they wear white at funerals in the UK? We wear black over here in the US. It says, Dominic the Donkey, an Italian Christmas song, was played for her Italian friend Maria. All things that Mrs. Taff had requested. Wow, she went specific. She did a request for someone attending. That's a trip. I wonder if her Italian friend Maria did a little dance with the Grim Reaper. Well, that would be really wild. Imagine being at a funeral and witnessing a woman dancing with the Grim Reaper to the song Dominic the Donkey. I mean, that's just a straight up trip right there. Probably one of the better funerals, more memorable for sure.
"It was a really good Thanksgiving of her life. She would be absolutely loving the attention her funeral is getting, and as it just showcases her personality and her sense of humor. My mom didn't want people crying, dressed in black, and being all sad. And she got what she wanted. I think about her funeral now, it makes me smile. It's a good memory. Not a bad memory at all."
This is just a lovely feel-good story. So happy to end on this one. I love the idea of the Grim Reaper at your funeral. There should be a business for making quirky funeral wishes come true. You know, if you have an idea, you hire a company, you know, you can, I don't know, you can have a whole Backstreet Boys band impersonation or something. That'd be pretty wild. Professional mourners could be called in. There are professional mourners out there. Just load them up. Just overwhelm your family with professional mourners, just crying their eyes out. They don't even know you. You can have the Super Friends show up. You know, I mean, there's just a cover band. Imagine what's possible. I'd like some cheerleaders at mine. Maybe, what about it? Like it'd be great to have like a Beetlejuice impersonator.
"Oh, hey, what are you doing here? Oh, yeah, this was Jonesy's last wish. Here I am. Hey."
I don't know if I can't really do a Beetlejuice impersonation.
"Oh, hey, what's going on? Hey, yeah. It's, oh, yeah, Jonesy. Yeah. Celebrating the life of Jonesy. Oh, yeah."
What about, like, just hire Darth Vader to stand next to your casket and just go... And then, like, out from behind a door pops an MC Hammer impersonator with the hammer pants just like dancing all around. "Can't touch this." That's what I want. I think that's what I want. That's what I'm going to settle on. Are you guys writing this down? Thanks, my friends and my loyal listeners of the Weird AF News podcast. I appreciate you spending some time with me in this episode. Hope you had a nice weekend and that you enjoyed the Florida Friday episode. Shout out to everybody who reached out to me over the weekend. Appreciate it. Big shout out to my buddy, Chef Ryan, who bought me some coffees over the weekend. And he wrote me a nice note here. "Here's some money towards getting you a ladyboy whilst abroad, Jonesy. Thumbs up." Look at Ryan. He's got a good sense of humor. I've actually hung out with Ryan before. One of the few weird Weird AF News listeners that I've actually met in real life. So very cool guy, real OG supporter of the show. So we want to give a big shout out to Chef Ryan and let him know how much I appreciate him buying me some coffees so I can get me a ladyboy. How about that? Not everybody buys me a ladyboy. No one gives me ladyboy funds. I mean, this is not something I ever received in my life. This is the first. So I'm very appreciative of it, you know? That's really sweet of someone to think of me like that, you know? Hey, everyone deserves a ladyboy in life. Why don't you get a ladyboy, Jonesy? Here you go. I don't know if three coffees is enough to get a ladyboy, but, you know, we'll put it in the ladyboy ladyboy jar that I have next to my bed. Everybody in Thailand has a ladyboy jar next to their bed, I'd imagine, right? Isn't that how it works? Anyways, if you guys would like to buy me some coffees, go to my website. It's weirdafnews.com. Click on the coffee banner that's on the homepage right there. You can also join the Patreon. That's another good way to support the show. And there's a Patreon link on the website as well, weirdafnews.com. Or you can download the Patreon app on your phone, do a search for Weird AF News, or just go to patreon.com/weirdafnews and do it that way. If you'd like to drop me an email, say hello. The email's funnyjones@gmail.com. And then my Instagram's @funnyjones. So you can reach me there as well. I am back from the second country that I visited. Did I give you enough clues for that country? Baseball is popular in that country. I can tell you that. Very popular. What else? Oh, beef noodles. Beef noodle soup. Oh, did I have some beef noodles? Oh, did I? I posted some amazing photos of that as well on the Instagram. If you're following my Instagram, you can kind of follow my path here. Just FYI, it's not too hard. Anyways, I'm rambling now. I appreciate you spending some time with the podcast, and let's do this again tomorrow, shall we? Okay, I'll see you tomorrow. Make sure you're there. Be present. Be on time. Love you.